Good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to thank you for joining me for another Walk and Talk with Avalon. On today's 1 minute calm video, we see a lake with the morning fog. And our thought today is about letting that fog lift. The sun has come in and it will burn off that fog shortly. And the fog will lift. Ah, what is that fog? What is that bothering you? Know it too will pass. Yes, a cliche that you may have heard, but true. Sometimes it's that little weight on your shoulder that tenses up your neck. Roll your shoulders back for me. Pull them back and down. And rock your head side to side. Roll your neck a little. And let the tension go away. Maybe you didn't even know that you had any tension in there. Maybe it's time for a good stretch. Because all the weight that we have on our shoulders, all that fog that we didn't even know we were carrying around with us. My list of, I have to run to the store, I have to run and see a friend, I have a meeting that I have to do, I have to go call my mother. Yes, there are times you must call your mother. And guess what? Take it off the list. Lift that fog so that you have time for yourself. And be sure that you're putting that time on the list for you. Where is your 5 minutes? Where is your 20 minutes of exercise, of eating healthier, of mindfulness? Maybe you already have it. Maybe this is your 10 minutes and your 1 minute of video calm. Yes, thank you for that. But remember to re-energize you. That sunshine is out there and it's coming. It's coming to wake up everything and nourish it. You too need that sun's nourishment. So go find that sunshine today. Go feel it on your face, feel it on your arms, and recognize it is filling you with your vitamin D that you need to bring you happiness and life, and lifting that fog off of you for that moment as you renew with that sunlight. Ah, yes. Check on those shoulders. Bring them down. Pull that tension out of your neck. Roll your head from side to side. And if you're walking, don't fall over. But take yourself a nice deep breath. And know that that fog is just a temporary thing. What may bother you today will be gone. It may hang around all day, all week, all month. But when you're tired of seeing it and hasn't gone away, what can you do to make it change? Sometimes it's getting out of the fog's way. Because guess what? That fog's gonna come back to that same place over and over again. It's going to come and lay in those valleys and in the deep parts for longer. And you can get out of it. Now, the real fog is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see and watch and have the sun burn off from the early morning dew. But sometimes it's just time for it to go. That sunshine needs to come in for a brighter day. I feel like I want to break into a musical. But it is time for you to break into your brighter day. There's nothing wrong with recognizing that the fog is there and it exists. You need to do that to move forward and move on. You can't ignore that there is a problem going on. But you need to let yourself think it through and know the sunshine is on its way. It's there for you. It'll help you get through. Maybe your sunshine is even a friend that will give you some inspiration from deep inside, because it's from you that changes happen. Maybe your mood has been a fog. Find out why. And let it go. Find your sunshine to burn it off. Maybe you need a break from work, from your daily chores. And we love our family, but sometimes getting away for a little me time is magnificent. Maybe it's something as simple as going to the library to get some quiet. Pick up a book and read if you can't get a full escape. Or putting on your headphones and listening to some music somewhere that you can quiet your mind and relax, so that you can clear your own fog. Maybe it's something as simple as getting some sleep that you've been promising yourself. Take that nap. Take that nap. 10-minute nap will do you wonders. 20-minute nap will do you wonders. Ah, but I need an hour. I need two. Not always. Short spurts will give you the energy that a caffeine will not. Go ahead. Go ahead. And give yourself some rest. Yes, there are some of us who don't need many hours of sleep. We can go on 4, 5, 6 hours, but we shouldn't prolong those 4, 5, 6 hours. We should let ourselves rest when our body needs rest. Like if you're not feeling well, if you have been working extra hours, if you've been taking care of somebody, let your body rest, let your mind rest, so that you can come back with sunshine clarity and help and do things that you need to do. Yes, we all live our busy lives, And I need you to be the best you you can be out in this world. Thank you for joining me for this walk and talk with Avalon. And remember, I am available for coaching, mentorship. See the links below. You can do me a solid. Like, follow, subscribe to our Facebook and YouTube channels. If you're feeling generous, you can make a donation as well. Thank you so much for your support and for following me on this podcast and all of my other channels. Have a great day.